a tool does Santa use in his garden?
I don't know. What?
A ho-ho-ho!
It's time for the Children's Hour!
Yay!
Cheer to young and old, meek in the bold. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they pound, raising their sound, on hill and dale, telling their tales.
This is the Children's Hour. You're tuning in to KUNM. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
Make some noise.
Oh, I'm so happy. There's so many people here. And hi, crew. Hi.
Again.
There's something very special about this crew. There's no boys. There's a boy here in the room, but he's sort of hanging out in the corner. It's an all-girl crew.
This room is stuffed like a stocking.
Who runs the world?
We're stuffing. Yeah. We're stocking stuffers.
I'm so happy to be with you today. I'm Katie Stone, and it is the Children's Hour. We're broadcasting live from the University of New Mexico, and we're so happy you're here. Who else in the room with me? Over here. We'll start over here.
Hi, it's Elliot.
Hi, it's Maggie.
Hi, it's Julia.
Good morning. This is Sienna.
Good morning. It's Siobhan.
Hi,
hello,
it's Ammonia.
Haley.
Oh. Haley, yeah. Go ahead. Go do it again.
Hi, it's Ammonia.
Hi, it's Mila.
Hi, it's Kaya.
Hi, it's Ava.
Hello. This is Cordelia here.
Bonjour, Cordelia. Mm-hmm. Bonjour. Cordelia said, I'm going to say bonjour.
She's like, can I say bonjour? And we're all like, of course.
I forgot.
It's easy to forget. We're so excited because... obviously, there's a big holiday this week. Everybody's off of school. Is everybody off school?
Yeah.
And do we all miss our teachers so much?
Yeah.
Well, my mom. My mom's my teacher. But what do you do if your mom's your teacher?
I don't know.
You just don't miss them.
You never miss
Although
them.
Although I do miss my art class teacher.
My mom was my teacher last year.
Wait, say that in the mic. What did you say?
My mom was my teacher last year and the year before and basically all of the years until this year. I was homeschooled.
Wow. And now what grade are you in?
I'm in third.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's it going? Good? Do you like it?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, here we are. There's a holiday coming up. Christmas is coming up. Kwanzaa's coming up. Lots of things are coming up. And we are going to have a sing-along. Is everyone ready for a sing-along?
Honestly. Yes. I'm down to
me,
that.
Me, me, me. We're going to have to be me, 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 me. I am so delighted you're all with us on the air and here in the studio. Our good buddy, Annie Mason, is here, and he's going to jam with us. He's going to sing along with us and do some carols with us. Are you all ready for that?
Yeah. This is, we're extreme caroling to where we're not just going door to door. We're going like broadcasting everywhere.
Yeah, we're basically going radio to radio in our in our broadcasting. And we're going to sing some carols together in the studio. But we also have some very, very special guests with us in the studio. We have, and Mina, hello. You might want to say hello so everybody can tell which voice
hello.
Is yours. And Limona.
Hello.
And Grandpa Gary, who's back there behind us, have written a Christmas carol. And we would really like to hear it. Should we hear it? Can you set us up for this Christmas carol? Can you tell us about this Christmas? You wrote this and recorded this, and you are Albuquerque kids. Tell us about it.
So our song is Christmas Means Giving. It has how to say Merry Christmas in 15 different languages to, like, intro it. And then it basically talks about all about how Christmas means giving and how there's many different types. Places where Christmas is celebrated.
I love it. I love it. And I loved it so much. We invited you to come up here and let us play it for you. Are you ready for us to play it?
Yes.
Are you going
to
sing along?
I can't wait to hear it.
This is a debut, the radio debut of Mila Marmaras. And Mila, you wrote this song?
Yes.
Wow. That is super cool. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 year old. You heard it first, right here. On the Children's Hour. Stick with us. We've got a great show coming up for you. Christmas Means Giving, Mila Marmaras' original track.
Hello, Suyana. Merry Christmas. Frohliche Weihnachten. Schöne Noel. Merry Kelika Marka. No matter your language, no matter your home, no matter your problems, wherever you roam, whatever you stand for, however you live, Christmas means peace and
heard the radio debut of Mina Marmaras, and along with her sister Lemina and Grandpa Gary's song, which is Christmas Means Giving. Let's give them a round of applause for their radio debut, kid artists here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Andy Mason.
Good morning, Katie.
Nice to have you back in the studio.
Very happy to be here with you and all these amazing guys you got in here, all the crew.
We're yeah. Girls.
We're girls.
Girl, sorry. Yep. You're all girls. That's correct.
Yeah. Sorry. Andy, you won a big award this year, and we're very proud of you for that. And the award is that you won the best children's song at the New Mexico Music Awards.
That is correct.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
What song took this honor?
So the song is called Children's Garden, and I wrote it for the Children's Garden Montessori in Santa Fe, and recorded it with the kids at the school, and we released it and sent it to the New Mexico Music Awards, and it won. And also this song, if you want to download it on iTunes or listen to it on Spotify or anywhere, Amazon, Google, whatever, any money that this song makes goes to the Adelante program in Santa Fe, which raises money for homeless kids and families.
I love that. Thank you. That's wonderful. And you can also go to andymasonmusic.org.
Yep.
Well, don't keep us waiting, Andy. Let's hear it.
Ready? Here we go.
And everybody's going to sing along here in the studio, right? Okay? All right.
If you plant a seed in a children's garden, you never know what you'll grow. If you read a book in a children's garden, you never know what they'll know. In children's gardens all around the world, here it comes, you might get a boy, or yeah, might get a girl. Good. If you plant a seed in a children's garden, you never know what you'll grow. If you read a book in a children's garden, you never know what they'll know. Okay, give them sunshine. Give them sunshine. Give them rain. Keep them safe and warm and give them a name. Good. If you plant a seed in a children's garden, you never know what you'll grow. If you read a book in a children's garden, you never know what they'll know. Hope the stars shine bright above their head. When it's dark outside, just put them to bed. If you plant a seed in a children's garden, you never know what you'll grow. If you read a book in a children's garden, you never know what they'll know. Okay, give them music. Give them music, language and love. Teach them to be grateful for the blessings from above. Last time, here we go. If you plant a seed in a children's garden, you never know what you'll grow. If you read a book in a children's garden, you never know what they'll know. You never know what you'll grow. You never know what you'll grow.
Wow. A children's garden.
These guys right here.
Girls.
We would bow, but nobody can see us.
Yeah, no, you look great. You look great. Well, you know, the kids really, last week we asked, you know, when we weren't on the mic, I asked the kids in the studio, what are your favorite Christmas songs? You know, we should play Christmas songs so people can listen to this show. They can listen later as they're getting their Christmas dinner together and doing whatever they're doing. And since you're coming in the studio and you're so talented, will you play with us and sing along with us?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
You were so kind. You printed out and brought all these lyrics for Christmas carols, which is so cool because these are the ones the kids picked.
Yeah, these are from a program that I do that I've been doing all December, and I've got one more. It's called A Brief History of Christmas Music. We go through the history and trivia of the songs, tell everybody where they came from, how they came to be, why they're so popular, and then we sing them.
I love it. Did we pick a first song? Yeah? Okay. Haley, what's our first song?
Please, Navidad.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Andy's getting his guitar. Hopefully you all at home are getting your lyrics up. You can always use the Google if you don't know them by heart. Feliz Navidad. What is the history of Feliz Navidad? Do you know, Andy?
I do.
Okay.
I do. It was written in 1970 by Jose Feliciano, who is a Puerto Rican singer-songwriter. And he wrote this song. It's sort of a unifying song because of its very simple chorus in English and Spanish. This song is one of the most popular Christmas songs all over the world. You guys ready?
Ready, singers?
Okay.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
In English,
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
In English,
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Back to Spanish.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Okay, finish up in English.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
One more time.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, these ladies sound good.
The Children's Yay! Hour Singers with Andy Mason. And who's next? Next carol. Yes, please, recommend one.
Jingle Bells.
Yes.
Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. One of my favorites on this.
What's the history of Jingle Bells?
So Jingle Bells was written on September 16th, 1857 by a guy named James Lord Pierpont. And it's not even a Christmas song. It was originally a Thanksgiving song.
Yes! Finally a Thanksgiving song!
But the coolest thing about Jingle Bells is that Jingle Bells was the very first song ever broadcast from outer space.
What?
In a Christmas-themed prank on December 16th, 1965, Gemini 6 astronauts Tom Stafford and Wally Shearer sent Mission Control the following message.
Houston, we have an object. Looks like a satellite going from north to south, probably in polar orbit. I see a command module and 8 smaller modules in front. The pilot of the command module is wearing a red suit.
They then produced a smuggled harmonica and sleigh bells and sang Jingle Bells in outer space.
That's amazing. That's
and true. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey! You guys sound great. Hang on. Now, not a lot of people know this, but Jingle Bells actually has several other verses. We're just going to sing the second verse today. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon Miss Fanny Bride was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank and we got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, a
love it. You're listening to Andy Mason. He's from Santa Fe, New Mexico, originally from Portales.
Yep.
And he's singing along with us in the studio. Okay, kids, what's next? Yeah. Well, let somebody pick a song. Pick a song. Yes, please.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph.
What's the history behind this song, sir?
Now, there's a lot of history with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
First of all, one of the most interesting things is that Rudolph, when he was born, so do you guys ever have a conversation with your parents when they said to you, you know, we weren't going to call you by the name that you have right now. We were going to call you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody have that conversation
yes.
with their parents?
Yes,
okay. So that's
no,
what happens.
I didn't know what they were going to name me if they didn't name me my actual name.
Okay. Maybe you could ask them.
You just kind of knew.
So what happened?
So that's what happened with Rudolph. When he was born in 1939, his parents were actually going to call him Rolo. And then they thought, no, we're not going to go with Rolo. We're going to go with Reginald before they finally settled on Rudolph. So Rudolph was born in 1939. His story was written down by a guy named Robert May. And Robert wrote the story down for his employer, Montgomery Ward, because Montgomery Ward had been giving away coloring books every year before 1939. And they decided that if they created their own coloring book, they would save some money. So they took Robert's story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and that year in 1939, they gave away 2.5 million copies of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, wow.
So they do that every single year for 10 years. Then in 1949, Robert May's brother-in-law, a guy named Johnny Marks, he writes the song that we're about to sing. He translates the story into this song, and they try and get a guy named Gene Autry to record it. Well, Gene Autry was a big macho cowboy, and he originally said no. He didn't want to record it because he thought it was a children's song, and he didn't want anything to do with it. But Gene's wife said, Gene, you're going to record that song. And he was really glad that she did because that year, in 1949, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the song, sold over 2 million copies.
Wow.
And up until the 1980s, it was the best-selling song of all time.
What?
And until along came a song called Thriller that sold more than Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then in 1964, of course, the stop-motion animated Rudolph television special, which you guys, I'm sure, have seen.
No.
That's been running since 1964, making it the longest-running Christmas television special in history.
Wow, that's a lot of history.
You guys ready to sing it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, there's a lot of history, huh? You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Santa voice, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Can you guys whistle? Help me whistle. Foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Santa voice,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Yeah. The children's hour. Children's Hour singers right here in the studio with Andy Mason.
You're listening to the Children's Hour.
Supporting our community means a lot to Albuquerque-based Kay and Molly Textiles, which is why they're proud to support the Children's Hour podcasts. Their print studio is committed to creating great jobs that include health and education benefits, leadership development, and flexible hours for new immigrants and refugees in Albuquerque. Find their hand-printed towels at their retail store or in a store near you nationwide. Find out more at kandmolly.com. That's K-E-I and Molly.com. The Children's Hour podcast is made possible in part by Meow Wolf. Meow Wolf, your portal to the multiverse. Meow Wolf proudly supports the Children's Hour Incorporated. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Yeah, it's a little crazy in here. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We're having a holiday sing-along with our friend Andy Mason. We had more requests. Who brought up this next request? What are we going to hear?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Is everybody ready for Santa Claus to come to town? Are we ready?
Yeah, have you all been good?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you sure you've all been good?
No, creeped up
on us. Not even kind of.
So this song was first broadcast, it was first sung on Eddie Cantor's radio show in New York City in November of 1934. This song is over 80 years old, and it had orders for sheet music the very next day, 100,000 copies the very next day, and by Christmas of that year, it had orders for over 400,000 copies. Maybe Lamonia and Mila's song could get, after its debut today, maybe some orders tomorrow, 100,000 orders tomorrow, and 400,000 by Christmas, maybe? That'd be amazing. All right, here we go. Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Here's the whistling part again. Are you ready? Well, he sees you when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake. And he knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Better watch out for him. He's coming for you.
You all, we're having a sing-along with Andy Mason. If you're just tuning in, this is the Children's Hour. You're listening to KUNM or you're online at childrenshour.org. Always glad to have you be part of the conversation. Talk to us there. And we're on Facebook and Twitter. We're TCH Radio on Twitter, and we're on Facebook, Children's Hour Radio. Andy Mason and kids in the studio, anybody? Yeah, Siobhan?
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Okay, what's the story of the 12 days? It goes on and on and on.
It goes on and on and on. So this one, nobody really even knows, like, officially where it came from. It's over 400 years old, this song.
Whoa.
And they think that originally it came from England. However, textual evidence suggests that it might actually be French in origin for a couple of reasons. Number one, you have the three French hens. But a little less obvious is that if we are to take the partridge in a pear tree literally, then it can't be English in origin because the English partridge is the gray partridge and it doesn't roost in a tree. But the French partridge is the red-legged partridge, and it does roost in a tree. So we think maybe it might be French in origin, over 400 years old. If you add up all the gifts in all the verses, all the way through the song, it equals 364 gifts, or one every day until Christmas comes around again.
Dang. Wow. Whoa, hey, wow. I never thought to do
that. It's a little Easter egg.
First published version is from 1780 in a book called Mirth Without Mischief. And the first known performance, live performance, is from 1842.
Dang. Whoa. Wow,
it's
who
old,
knew?
My mind has been blown.
Right? Good. I can see it.
I thought you were going to say it just came up, it just suddenly started existing in like the 1990s.
Well, yeah. I think it was a memories early. And forfeits game that was played on the 12th night.
Oh.
So one person would recite a verse, like you'd recite a verse, and then you'd have to recite her verse, and then make your own verse, and so on and so forth down the line until someone got it wrong, and then you'd have to give up a kiss or a sweet or something like that.
I'm like, give me my sweets.
It was a game.
What is figgy pudding? Is it fig pudding?
It's a pudding made of figs, Katie.
Oh, that sounds good, actually.
It's in the name.
It sounds better than what I thought it was. Okay. Ready, everybody? The Children's Hour singers.
You got to take a deep breath for this one. You guys ready? It's an epic one. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. One quarter of the way. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. One third. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Halfway home. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Two-thirds. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Three quarters. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Nearly there. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Last one. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I'm out of breath.
Right?
Wow. That is really a long song.
It's a very long song.
It's a little tricky. How about one more? One more? Yes.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
What's the story of Jingle Bell Rock?
So Jingle Bell Rock came along because, you know, in the 1950s, along came a thing called rock and roll. And, of course, music would never, ever be the same again. Well, Christmas music just adapted to the times. And in 1957, a guy named Joe Beal and Jim Booth wrote a song called Jingle Bell Rock. It was performed by Bobby Helms. And since 1957, this song has sold over 100 million copies.
Wow, that's crazy.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing and bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle and a jingling beats. That's the Jingle Bell Rock. A jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chiming, jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle and a jingling beats. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell. That's the jingle bell rock.
And the Children's Hour Singers. Thank you, Andy. We want to thank you so much for coming all the way down.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Santa Fe, New Mexico. Thank you for being with us. It's hard to follow up Jingle Bell Rock with something that is equally as cool, but I think
we just need a song that's about ice, and it'll be cooler.
Okay, what if it's about... Thanks for being with us, Andy.
You're so welcome.
Let's give him a big round of applause, everybody.
Been some magic hair that old silk hat they found.
For when they placed it on his head,
he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman
was as light as he could be,
and the kids all say he could laugh and play just the same.
There's a funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. There's a funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indiana. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit. skinning his deer, and Grandpa's cooking up the meat from the funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Auntie's taking his boots and Uncle's stripping down the sled of the funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ching, 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 the sound of money coming in from the pawning of the toys of the funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in the silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee. Ho, 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 he thinks he's talking Indian. No, 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 ain't no way we'll let him in. Not no funny fat man in a silly red suit, stuck in the smoke hole of our teepee.
Christmas Eve, me and my cousin Steve were pulling an all-nighter. Our parents were gone. We thought it would be swift to catch them with the gifts and prove that all their stories of Santa were wrong. We played my dad's LPs of polka melodies and danced around until we collapsed on the couch. Then up on the roof, I heard the sound of hooves, and downward through the chimney came the real living proof. It's Santa's polka, it's Santa's polka. Santa don't get cold when he's dancing at the old North Polka. He does a polka, it's Santa's polka. Santa's got to hop because he gotta make a lot of stops on Christmas Eve. A polka hop across the room and stopped in front of Daddy's hi-fi with gifts in his hands. He saw the phonograph, turned round to us and laughed.
Let's see, what have I got for these young polka fans?
He set them in a heap, but Steve was fast asleep. He still thinks Uncle John bought his new saxophone. I won't be so naive to ever disbelieve, 'cause I'm playing the accordion. I got that Christmas Eve in Santa's. It's Santa's polka. Santa's jumping Jiminy up through the chimney polka. It's Santa's polka. It's Santa's polka. Santa's got to hop because he gotta make a lot of stops on Christmas Eve. Hop, step, step to the left. Hop, step, step to the right. A Merry Christmas to you all and to you all good night. Hop, step, step to the left. Hop, step, step to the right. A Merry Christmas to you all and to you all good night.
Manamana. 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 Manamana.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated,
a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to creating high-quality children's media for kids everywhere. Find out more at childrenshour.org.
Our executive producer is Kate Stone, with help from all of us on the Children's Hour crew. Happy holidays to everyone.
We've been delighted to be with you. You can find out so much more about us and our podcasts and everything else at childrenshour.org.
Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send. That's the island.